This is the Sakar Merli of the 19th of May, 2025. Essence, sweet children, only Srimat can make you elevated. Therefore, never forget Srimat. Renounce the dictates of your own minds and follow the One Father's directions. Question. What is the way to become a charitable soul? Answer. In order to become a charitable soul, remember the One Father with love and with an honest heart. Do not carry out any sinful act with your physical organs. Show everyone the path. Ask your heart, how much charity do I perform? Check that you do not perform any acts for which you would have to experience 100-fold punishment. By checking yourself in this way, you can become a charitable soul. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father sits here and explains to you children. You children know that you are now following Shiv Baba's directions. His directions are the highest of all. People of the world do not know how Shiv Baba, the highest of all, gives his children elevated directions to make them elevated. In this kingdom of Ravan, no human being can give human beings elevated directions. You have now become those who receive God's directions. You children are now receiving God's directions in order to become pure from impure. You now know that you used to be the masters of the world. This Brahma who was the master did not know this either. The master of the world then becomes completely impure. You have to use your intellect to understand this play very well. The intellect battles in trying to understand what is right and what is wrong. The whole world is wrong. Only the One Father is right. Only He speaks the truth. He makes you into the masters of the land of truth, and so you should take His directions. By following your own dictates, you will be deceived. However, He is incognito. He is the incorporeal one. Many children make the mistake of thinking that these directions come from Dada. Maya doesn't allow them to accept elevated directions. You should follow Srimat. Baba, we will definitely accept whatever you tell us. However, some of you don't accept this. You follow God's directions number-wise according to the efforts you make, and the rest follow their own dictates. Baba has come here to give you elevated directions. You repeatedly forget such a father. Maya doesn't allow you to take his directions. Srimat is very easy. No one in the world understands that they are Tamo Pritam. My directions are very famous, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. God now says, I have come after 5,000 years. I come and give Bharat Srimat and make it into the most elevated land of all. The Father cautions you, but some children do not follow Srimat. The Father says every day, children do not forget to follow Srimat. This is not a question of this Brahma. understand what that one is telling you. That one gives you directions through this one. It is that one who explains. He doesn't eat or drink. He says, I am beyond experiencing anything. I give you children Srimat. The foremost Srimat he gives is, remember me. Do not perform any sinful act. Ask your heart how much sin you have committed. You know that the urn of sin on everyone is now full. At present, everyone is on the wrong path. You have now found the right path through the Father. This entire knowledge is now in your intellects. This knowledge that should be in the Gita isn't there. That Gita wasn't created by the Father. That too is fixed for the path of devotion. It is said that God will come and give you the fruit of your devotion. It has been explained to you, children, that you receive salvation through this knowledge. Everyone receives salvation, and then everyone becomes degraded. This world is tamopratan. No one is satopratan. Having been taking rebirth, you have now reached the end. Death is now over everyone's head. This applies to Bharat alone. The Gita is the scripture of the deity religion. So what benefit would you receive by going into other religions? Those of other religions study their own Quran or Bible, etc. They know their own religions. It is only the people of Bharat who have gone into other religions. All others are firm in their own religions. The features of those of all different religions are distinct. The Father reminds you, children, that you have forgotten your deity religion. You were the deities of heaven. The Father has told you, people of Bharat, the meaning of Hum So. It isn't that souls are the supreme soul. It was the gurus of the path of devotion who created those stories. There are millions of gurus. A woman is told that her husband is her guru and her god. If her husband were her god, why would she call out, O God, O Rama? People's intellects have completely turned to stone. This one himself says, I too was like that. There is such a vast difference between being the master of Vaikunth, paradise, Sri Krishna, and being called a village urchin. They speak of Shyam and Sundar, but they don't understand the meaning of that. The Father has now explained to you that the one who was the number one Satapratan one, Sundar, beautiful, then becomes the last, most Tamopratan one, Shyam, ugly. You understand that you were beautiful and that you have now become ugly. You have been around the cycle of 84 births. The Father now gives you just the one medicine to make you beautiful from ugly. Remember me, and you souls will become pure from impure. Your sins of many births will be absolved. You know that you became sinful souls ever since Ravan came, and that you have continued to fall. This is a world of sinful souls. Not a single one is beautiful. No one but the Father can make you beautiful. You have come here to become beautiful residents of heaven. At present, you are ugly residents of hell. You became ugly by sitting on the pyre of lust. The Father says, lust is your greatest enemy. Those who conquer it will conquer the world. The number one vice is lust. Only such souls are said to be impure. You wouldn't call those who have anger impure. You called out to the Father to come and to make you pure from impure. Therefore the Father has now come, and he says, become pure in this last birth. Just as the day comes after the night, and the night comes after the day, so too the golden age has to come after the confluence age. The cycle has to turn. However, there is no other world in the sky or under the earth. This is the only world. Golden, silver, copper, and iron ages exist here. There is also only one tree, there isn't another. It is a lie when people say there are many worlds. The Father says all of those stories belong to the path of devotion. The Father is now telling you the truth. Look inside yourself and ask, how much do I follow Srimat to become Satapratthan, that is, to become a charitable soul? A Satapratthan soul is called a charitable soul, and a Tamapratthan soul is called a sinful soul. It is a sin to indulge in vice. The Father says, now become pure. Now that you belong to me, follow my directions. The main thing is not to commit any further sin. The foremost sin is to indulge in vice. Then many other sins are committed. There is a lot of stealing, cheating, etc. The government catches many of them. The Father is now telling each of you children, look inside your heart and ask yourself, am I committing sin? Just because Baba is Jani Jananhar, the one who knows the secrets of each one's heart, don't think that Baba knows everything anyway when you steal something or accept a bribe. No. This is not what Jani Jananhar means. Okay, so what if the Father does know about it when you steal? Those who steal will definitely accumulate 100-fold punishment. A lot of punishment will be experienced, and their status will be destroyed. The Father says, if you perform such acts, you will have to suffer the consequences of that. If after becoming a child of God you steal, if one of you steals from the Bhandara, the kitchen of Shiv Baba, from whom you receive such a big inheritance, that is a very big sin. Some people who have the habit of stealing are called jailbirds. This is God's home. Everything here belongs to God. You come to God's home to receive the inheritance from the Father. Some of you develop that habit, and so you accumulate 100-fold punishment. A lot of punishment will be experienced. Then, for birth after birth, for many births, you will be born into a dirty home. Therefore, you would have brought that loss on yourself. There are many who don't stay in remembrance at all, and who don't listen to anything either. They only have thoughts of stealing in their intellects. Many such people go to religious gatherings, satsangs, and steal the sandals there. That is their business. Wherever there is a satsang, they go there and steal sandals. This world is very dirty. This is God's home. The habit of stealing is very bad. It is said, someone who steals a straw can also steal hundreds of thousands. Ask yourself, how charitable have I become? How much do I remember the Father? How much do I spin the discus of self-realization? How long do I spend in doing God's service? How many of my sins are being cut away? Look at your chart every day and ask yourselves, how much charity did I perform? How long did I stay in yoga? To how many people did I show the path? You may carry on with your businesses, etc. You are karma yogis, and you therefore do have to perform actions. Baba continues to have these badges made. Explain these to important people. The gates of heaven will open through this Mahabharat war. There is a first-class explanation at the bottom of the picture of Sri Krishna. However, some children have not yet developed such broad and unlimited intellects. They begin to dance as soon as they receive a little money. When someone has a lot of money, he believes that no one else is as wealthy as he is. When children don't care for the father, they also don't care for the imperishable jewels of this knowledge that he gives. When Baba tells them to do something, they do something else. Because they are not concerned, they commit a lot of sin. They don't follow Srimat, and then they fall. The father says, that too is in the drama. It was not in their fortune. Baba knows everything. Many commit sin. When you have the faith that it is the Father who is teaching you, you will have a lot of happiness. You know that you are to become princes and princesses in the future new world. Therefore, there should be so much happiness. However, some children still continue to wilt. Their stage doesn't remain constant. Baba has explained that rehearsals for destruction will continue to take place. There will also be calamities. All of that will continue to weaken Bharat. The father himself says, all of those things have to happen. How else would destruction take place? There will be snow. Then what will happen to the farms and fields, etc.? Hundreds of thousands of people die, but that is not reported. Therefore, the father says that the main thing you must check inside yourself is, how much do I remember the father? Baba, you are so sweet. It is the wonder of you. These are your orders. Remember me and you will never become diseased for 21 births. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me and I guarantee you this. The Father personally tells you this and you then relate it to others. The Father says, remember me, your Father, and have a lot of love for me. I show you such an easy path to become pure from impure. Some say I am a very sinful soul. Okay, then don't commit such sins. Continue to remember me, and your sins of birth after birth will be burnt away with this remembrance. The main thing is remembrance. This is called easy remembrance. Remove the word yoga. Sannyasis have many different types of hatha yoga. They teach many types of yoga. This Baba had many gurus. The unlimited father says, now renounce all of them. I also have to uplift all of them. No one else has the power to say this. The father has said, I uplift these sages and holy men too. Therefore, how can they be gurus? The father tells you the one main thing. Ask your heart, do I commit any sin? Do I cause anyone sorrow? There is no difficulty in this. Check inside yourselves. How much sin did I commit during the whole day? For how long did I stay in remembrance? Only by having remembrance your sins will be burnt away. You have to make effort. This is very hard work. Only the one Father gives you this knowledge. Only the one Father shows you the path to liberation and liberation in life. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana, 1. Appreciate the treasures of the imperishable jewels of knowledge that the Father gives you. Do not become careless and carry out any sinful acts. If you have the faith that God is teaching you, you will stay in limitless happiness. 2. Never think of stealing something from God's home. That habit is very dirty. It is said, one who steals a straw can also steal 100,000. Ask yourself, how charitable have I become? Blessing. May you be spiritually merciful and give extra power to weak, disheartened and powerless souls. Children who are spiritually merciful become great donors and create hope in those who are completely hopeless cases. They make weak ones powerful. Donations are always given to poor ones who have no support. Become great donors and be spiritually merciful to subject quality souls who are weak, disheartened and powerless. Do not be great donors to one another. Among yourselves you are cooperative companions. You are brothers and equal effort makers. So give cooperation, not donations. Slogan: stay constantly in the elevated company of the One Father, and no colour of any other company will then be able to influence you. Aviat signal: imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. Together with imbibing purity, also imbibe the personality of spirituality on your face and in your behaviour, and maintain your spiritual intoxication of this great personality. Keep your spiritual personality in your awareness and remain constantly happy, and all questions will then finish. Peaceless and distressed souls will become happy with your glance of happiness. Om Shanti.